Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
He's a well-respected high school football scout, known for his unpopular opinion and brash commentary.
The coach, Keith Miller.
They bring you the transparent truth, the world's number one source for high school football recruiting news and interviews. The transparent truth.
welcome. You're now listening to the Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith, not in the Intercom Studios today, recording live from the kitchen house. In the kitchen part of the house, but just kind of getting back on balance from National Signing Day, which was this past Wednesday. And what a great day it was. Congratulations to all the prospects, all the student athletes, not only here in Southern California, but across the country, across the world, because guys are signing outside of the United States, but across the world, who sign scholarship agreements. They have traded their athletic gifts for a free education. Congratulations on you guys. And, you know, hopefully, you know, nothing but the best for you moving forward to your selected university. And I know it was a great day for a lot of people out there. So congratulations. Going to a little bit of a recap and kind of just give you my take on National Signing Day, where guys signed, how I feel about it, how I feel about the fits, things of that nature. But I will get to that in a moment, but for right now, we got to get to our Sleeper of the Week.
Hey, we want to remind everybody, tune in every Wednesday for our Sleeper of the Week segment. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really entrenched in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sid Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome.
Sid Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free! Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, we're back. Our Sleeper of the Week this week hails from here in Southern California. And this young man, I'm not sure how I got introduced to him. I just found him somehow, some way. Sometimes you just stumble upon a kid. Well, this time I stumbled upon a 6'6", 235-pound defensive end. Right here, about 5 minutes from my home. I live in Cerritos. He goes to Mayfair High School in Lakewood, Jacob Gibson, 6'6", 235 pounds, and this kid is a freak show. I mean, the kid has 4-star on him right now and could be a 5-star if he has a great offseason working and developing, because he's somewhat raw, but man, is he talented. He's got great size and length, and he can run. Jacob Gibson, Mayfair High School. This kid is not only a sleeper, he might be the sleeper of the year. He's in the 2021 class, by the way. So he's got a full 363 days before he signs his letter of intent. But man, schools are going to come after him big time. He'll have 30-plus offers before it's all said and done. 6'6", 235, defensive end, Mayfair High School, 2021 class. Congratulations, Jacob. You're this week's Transparent Truth Sleeper of the Week. Let's move along. I want to get to kind of recap National Signing Day. Let's recap a little bit about what happened. You know, tried to get up early in the morning to catch all the announcements across the country. You know, the East Coast, they get it done really, really early. Brian Bresee, of course, Clemson. And I just kind of want to go down the top 25 players. Brian Bresee, 2-4 composite, number one player. Clemson, Julian Fleming, wide receiver out of Philadelphia. Catawissa, Pennsylvania. He's going to Ohio State. Miles Murphy, defensive end out of Hillgrove, Georgia, going to Clemson. Justin Flo with a big announcement, committing and signing to the Oregon Ducks. Jordan Burch, defensive end out of Hammond, South Carolina, stays home to play for the Gamecocks. Quarterback Bryce Young signs with Alabama, hailing from Mater Dei here in Southern California. Paris Johnson, number one offensive tackle in the country, commits to and signs to Ohio State. He's up out of Princeton, Ohio, over in Cincinnati. Keely Ringo, up out of Saguaro, Arizona. He did sign, but he is not announcing until the All-Star game. It's between Texas and Georgia and Oregon. So we'll see how that goes. Eric Gilbert, the Gatorade National Player of the Year, signs with LSU. He's out of Marietta, Georgia. Darnell Washington, I believe he signed, but I don't think he's announcing until the All-Star game. Darnell Washington is 6'7.5", tight end out of Desert Pines, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's out of Georgia and Tennessee and Miami, I believe. Then Savelle Smalls, the 6'3.5", 245-pound outside linebacker out of Kennedy Catholic in the state of Washington. He signed with the University of Washington. At number 12, Elias Ricks, defensive back, IMG Academy, signs with LSU, originally from Southern California. DJ Uianalele signs with Clemson, the big Use, up out of St. John Bosco, 6'4.5", 245. He's about as big as Savelle Smalls, which is the number one outside linebacker. That's pretty interesting. Big boys. How about Zach Evans? He has not announced his signature yet. Not sure if he signed or not, but he's out of North Shore High School in Texas, the number one running back in the country. Bijan Robinson, South Point Catholic High School, signed with Texas, five-star running back. He averaged 17 yards a carry this past year. How about DeMarcus Bowman, up out of Lakeland, Florida? He signs with Clemson. Big time get for the Tigers. Chris Braswell, defensive end out of Baltimore, Maryland, signs with Alabama. 6'3", 220 pounds. Mikael Sherman, 6'3", 235, outside backer, up out of St. John's High School in Washington, D.C. Signs with Georgia. Broderick Jones, number one right tackle in America, 6'5", 275, from Lithuania, Georgia, signs with the University of Georgia. Raheem Jarrett at number 20, pulls off a shocker out of St. John's High School in Washington, D.C., signs with Maryland. Then Drew Sanders, about a Denton, Texas, signs with Alabama. Damon Demas, one of the country's most electrifying players, didn't get to play his senior year, but he signs with Texas A&M, 6'3", 195 pounds, about a Tomball High School. Then Noah Sewell, 6'2", 265, signs with the Oregon Ducks. 24, Demonte Capehart, about an IMG Academy, 6'4.5", 300 pounds, signs with Clemson. And then lastly, in the top 25, Chris Tyree, running back out of Chester, Virginia, signs with Notre Dame. Congratulations to the top 25 in America signing their scholarship. And we know many more have signed, but those are the top 25 via the composite. And just kind of recap some interesting stories. Number one, let's start with Raheem Jarrett, right? So Raheem Jarrett is a super dynamic wide receiver from the DMV area. And this kid is pretty sick with it on the football field. He's got all the moves. He can run every route. He can run by you, run over you, jump over you. He's a dynamic receiver. There's no question about it. Some people have him as high as the number two receiver in the country. I probably tend to think he'd be my number three behind Demas and Julian Fleming. But Jared is, he's big time. There's no question. And I thought he was all set to sign with LSU. There were other schools really trying to poach him, but Jarrett pulls off a shocker. Mike Loxley, the head coach of the University of Maryland, goes and gets his guy in his backyard, and Jarrett decides to stay home and play for the hometown Terps. And you know what? It's a shocker, but I think that's dope. Stay home, put on for your hometown. And interesting story is he reached out to Trayvon Diggs, who actually did the same thing. He's kind of from the same area, stayed home and played for the Maryland Terps. And Rakeem Jarrett reaches out to Trayvon Diggs to get some insight, just to get some knowledge, just to figure out what he wanted to do. He ends up staying home playing for the Terps. So congratulations to Jarrett. Congratulations to the Maryland Terps and head coach Mike Locksley. You know, he needs some players to help get that thing turned around at Maryland. And I think it starts with Rakeem Jarrett. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to our own Devin King here in Southern California, Sarah High School cornerback in the 2020 class, also signed with Maryland. So those two guys should be cornerstones of the program as they move forward in the Mike Locksley tenure there in Maryland. So congratulations. Another, I thought, interesting deal was the Justin Flo signing, right? I predicted Justin Flo to Oregon. And, you know, I was having some hesitation. I was getting some cold feet, but I said, I'm sticking with the pick because, you know, people were texting me and DMing me saying, no, he's going somewhere else. He's going here. He's going there. But I stuck with it. I said, I say Oregon and I'm sticking with it. And Justin Flo ends up choosing Oregon. I think it's a good shot. I think it's a good choice for him. With Troy Dye leaving, the spot in the middles are open. But before all that, Coach Cristobal is a great guy. You could tell he really loves his players, and the players really love the program. Coach Andy Avalos, the defensive coordinator, is an outstanding coach. He's done a great job in 1 year at Oregon. Previously at Boise State, did a heck of a job. And now the Ducks are set to have a dominant defense for the 2020 season and beyond. I mean, can you imagine? Kayvon Thibodeau on one side, Mace Fun on the other side. You got Justin Flo in the middle. Noah Sewell in the middle. Diamador Lenore on a corner. Thomas Graham on a corner. Michael Wright in the slot or on the corner. Man, they're loaded defensively. And they should do a great job next year on the defensive side of the ball. And I think if they get a quarterback that can step in and not just fill the shoes of Justin Herbert, but manage the offense, take what the defense gives them, I think Oregon's going to be on their way to a big-time season in 2020. So I thought that was awesome. How about Bryce Young? Bryce Young signing there at Modern Day High School. Coach Rollinson calling him the best modern-day quarterback of all time. And, hey, listen, I'm not going to say I told you so. Bryce Young did what he did this year. He was phenomenal. And he's going off to Alabama. And there was a lot of rumblings. Maybe he was going to flip back to SC. Some people were talking about he was going to pull a shocker and go to UCLA. But I went back to Bryce's character and the character of his dad, Craig. And I said, no, I don't believe it. He's going to stick with Alabama. And that was my prediction. And he did. Congratulations, Bryce. Coach Sarkisian tweeted out a picture of he and Bryce under him, you know, under a nice little, I guess you want to call it a fall setting up over their head. Of play to be a champion or come here to be a champion or wherever it says. And I think Sarkisian's really excited. Heard head coach Nick Saban talking about Bryce on his post signing day press conference. And he just talked about Bryce's character and his smarts. And I agree with him. His character, which is important for a quarterback, is very high, and he's super smart behind center. And the kid just finds ways to win and beat everybody. And so congratulations to him. Moving along, Darnell Washington. How about Darnell Washington said, that, and that's the Las Vegas tight end, says he wasn't going to sign until February. But then later on in the evening, he posts a picture on his Twitter of a pencil, a hand with a pencil in it, as if he were signing. Didn't say it have any words on it, but he may have signed. If he did sign, I believe it's to the University of Georgia. So we'll see how all that turns out. How about Elias Ricks to LSU? Big time get for the Tigers, number one corner in the country. It's going to be fun to watch him there. In Baton Rouge over the next 3 to 4 years. I'll be out there this spring to go to see spring practice and the spring game and make sure that I check out Big Elias. But he and Derek Stingley, opposite sides of one another. And he's got a lot to live up to as a number one corner. That's for sure. And I think he will. Elias is a really good football player. He's got a great head on his shoulder, a great support system. I think he's going to be just fine. How about Big DJ going to Clemson? No drama there. DJ is a drama-free type of guy. And he just got in, did what he needed to do, signed with the Tigers, and it's going to move along. So congratulations to DJ. Definitely a legend now in Southern California at the quarterback position, just football in general. We'll see what happens with Zach Evans, the number one running back. I think he's going to sign with LSU, but Texas A&M is still fighting to get his signature and to get his approval. We'll see what happens there, but I think LSU gets Zach Evans, and I think that's a great fit in that offense. Moving on down the line, any more drama? I don't know if there's any more drama. How about Demond Demas? You know, signs with Texas A&M, doesn't play his senior year, but I know how much, you know, the coaches love him. He's a big-time recruiter for Texas A&M, and people love to be around Demas, and he can draw and attract other great players to Texas A&M while he's at A&M, and I think he will. But I think the biggest thing I took away was I went back and I watched some video. I really went back and watched some video of these kids and just really kind of wanted to get a sniff of their senior year and how they did, how they played. And let me tell you who had maybe the most impressive tape from their senior year was Noah Sewell. What a tape he has. He is knocking people silly. It's as if his pads are made of a shotgun, and people are getting shot every time he hits them. Noah Sewell had a big-time senior year, and he was laying people out. And let me tell you, it is not a far-gone conclusion about who the top linebacker is in the country. Love Justin Flo. And maybe it is Justin Flo, but I think Noah Sewell's got something to say about that. And I'm not trying to pin them against each other. I'm just talking strictly as an evaluator. Noah Sewell has an argument to be the number one linebacker in the country. His senior film is that good. I know they'll get a chance to play with each other in the All-Star game, and people can line them up next to each other and see what's what. But his tape was pretty impressive, man. There's no question about it. And that about does it kind of for my top 25. I do want to mention that Clark Phillips, as I'm recording here on a Thursday, he just signed with Utah a couple of hours ago. And, you know, Utah gets Clark on the rebound of Clark in preparation signing with University of Ohio State. But Jeff Hafley leaving, defensive coordinator, also his recruiter leaving to take the Boston College job. Now Clark revisits Sharif Shaw, Fred Whittingham, and University of Utah gets it done with Clark Phillips. I think that's big time for them. Considering they got two senior corners leaving out, there's a hole in that defense on the edge to be able to cover, to be able to come up and force the run and come up and hit. I think Clark is one of those kids who will play early. I think he's ready to step in and play in the Pac-12 day one. He's very focused. He's very driven. He's got the type of mentality that you need as a true freshman to come in and play right away and be all business. So congratulations to Clark Phillips and the Phillips family for getting that done with the Utah Utes. You got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about where you go. It's about what you do when you get there. And I think Clark is going to do big things. So again, congratulations to them. And what a fun signing day that was. I mean, I was sitting in my living room tweeting all day, watching all the coverage. 2-4 was CBS HQ. CBS Sports HQ was one. Then Rivals had one. And then ESPN had the best one, right? ESPN had the best one. You know, unfortunately, you know, we had a signing day deal at the World Bowl, but of course it was all canceled. But for those three programs to have signing day coverage was awesome. It was great to see, great to watch. Great to interact with the fans. People wanted to know. People had questions. They wanted to know certain things. I did my best to respond to everybody. If I didn't respond to you, please reach back out to me, and I will try to. But man, signing day, what a extravaganza that is. I mean, just from coast to coast, people just tuned in and locked in, waiting to figure out where these kids are going, you know, why they're going there, who's going to join them in the class, what coaches, you know, really sold them hard. And I think the big thing that stands out to me in that aspect is Coach Ogeron talked about a GA at LSU was the primary recruiter for Gatorade National Player of the Year, Arik Gilbert, out of Marietta, Georgia. And that's pretty phenomenal. That's pretty special. For a GA to recruit the National Player of the Year and be the main recruiter and to reel him in out of the state of Georgia, away from all those other schools that are surrounding him out there, that's pretty special by a GA. And I think other coaches, head coaches at least, need to take a look at who that GA is and find out what makes him so creative and so attractive as a recruiter. I think that's important. If he's got the ability to go recruit Arik Gilbert, maybe he's got the ability to go recruit some guys for you. You know, people gotta get off the old way of doing things. Find a new, innovative, creative way that's out the box to help yourself get some players. There's some guys out there that need players. Okay, Danny Gonzalez, new head coach of New Mexico State. Excuse me, New Mexico. He needs some players. Coach Arroyo there at UNLV, Marcus Arroyo, he needs some players. I'm sure they need some coaches that can bring some guys in. And this guy at LSU seems like he may be one of them. So, you know, just that was just interesting to me. Very, very interesting. And hopefully that young coach has found his niche and can go help somebody build a great program if it's not there at LSU. So, anyways, a couple tidbits. TJ Finley, he signed his letter of intent early in the morning at Ponchatoula, Louisiana. And he was on the practice field later that afternoon with the LSU Tigers. I talked to him. He was excited. He said there was a lot of energy on the field. He enjoyed working side by side with Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow. And just some reports that are coming out, and people are really excited about TJ. They think he's got a shot at winning a starting job. He's got to beat out Miles Brennan and Max Johnson. Max Johnson coming in the spring. Miles Brennan is already 1 year in the system. But, you know, can TJ do it? I think he can. He's got to work hard. He's got some things to clean up. And if he doesn't win it, that's okay. I've always said that, you know, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, that's when he was going to make his mark. I'm not sure it's going to be as a true freshman, but I never put anything past a kid. Once a kid puts his mind to it and really hones in and locks in, they can get anything done. So that about does it for me. I'm going to wrap this baby up. I'll get with you guys next time. It's the Transparent Truth. Coach Key, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.